Hey guys, welcome back to my show. This is your host Anika, and today's episode will all be all about the creative community and how you can build your own one. So let's get into it. First of all, thank you so much for joining me. This episode will be quite a lot of fun. I am going to be talking a lot about creative community and everything in between. So let's get into it. Creative communities are normally just a so-called bubble that many people put us in. But in my case, or what I like to think is, creative communities are the way you find your people. You find the people you can connect with, find the people you can share the deepest secrets or deepest creative thoughts you have, something that not many people are interested in hearing about, but the select group is always behind you and always there to support you no matter what the time is, no matter what the day is, and no matter what they're doing. They could be working on something and they would still come back to you at some point. And so it's really important to have that group or that support system who can always just be behind you, helping you out along the journey to your creative spot. Of course, this does take time. For me personally, it took me a while to find my people. And by finding my people, I don't mean just being like recruiting people and be like, hey, would you like to be part of my support system? It's more of like something that happens with the flow, you know. You kind of meet people, you see them, oh, this person seems pretty nice, let's see how we can, you know, connect and see whether we are a good fit for each other in terms of being part of the creative family. Of course, many people like, family is overrated, family is just your immediate family, but really it's just anyone you can have that connection with. You could even have your classroom of kids be your family, if you will. It could be a second home from your actual home. There's honestly not really a group definition or like a set definition towards what community or friendship or family even means. Many people just think community is just a group of people, which is true, but it's also a group of people who support each other or have like something in common. Or if not in common, then at least they have the ability to listen to each other and talk and have a good time. For me, again, I'm giving my examples here just to put this into perspective. For me, I have my best friend. She has always been helping me. In fact, just yesterday, I performed at an open mic and performed one of my original songs called Texting My Friend at 12 a.m., which I wrote about her. And it was just amazing because I was able to sing about something I love, something that I was passionate about, something that I genuinely cared about, because the song is just about our friendship to many people. But for me, it's about the deepest connections we've built over just the span of 2 years, and how, despite not knowing her more than 2 years, I kind of just built this huge connection that may not be possible had we not started talking. Of course, that doesn't mean that I could just meet anyone for 2 years and I'd be like, oh, you're part of my squad. For me, it just takes time to understand who is a good fit. Because sometimes what happens is, if you become too naive or too, acceptive of many people, they're gonna try to burst your bubble, be mean to you, rude to you. But I think that's just part of life. At this point, I've learned that, you know, when you get rejections, exceptions, you have bullies going on around, that's normal. It's kind of like becomes normalized culture now, which I think is pretty bad in my opinion, that like the mid police and all the things, cyber police and all those things around that culture, very normalized. It should not be normalized, but again, we cannot stop someone from doing that. So of course there are downsides to having like, you know, your own community. Sometimes if you watch a lot of movies, you can even think that community is backstab. That may not be true. I mean, at least as of now, I've not experienced that. Hopefully never, but it's always a possible thing. In fact, for me, the best friend I'm talking to you guys about, I often think that everything's gonna vanish one day when I'm off to college, because college is where everyone goes separate ways. But for me, now that I'm thinking about it more logically, I always like, well, there's the invention of a phone, you can still stay in touch. And, she just doesn't seem like that kind of person. Although, I don't know. It's very interesting to think about. But let's come back to the topic. I kind of shifted gears a little bit. Now, the number one rule, or this is not really a rule, but in order to build connections, you need to talk to people. And if you are an introvert, which I used to be for a while, it can be tough. But now that I'm an extrovert, it helps me, you know, I'm already talking to people without them even coming to me. Which can be interesting because not many people want to talk every single moment of their life. Some of them just want silence for a bit, which is tough in the sense that you will want to talk, but they would not want to listen because they're not interested at the moment. But what I'm trying to say is that when you're building connections, you kind of have to think about, does it feel like a two-sided road where both of you are contributing? Or if it's just one side where like they're just in it because they wanna feel like they're a part of something big, when in reality they're just sitting there and not saying anything to you, not contributing, not even acting nice with you, and just sitting there judging you for no reason at all. That's something you would want to avoid. Another thing is having a mentor. For me personally, my mentor before all of this was just myself. I had myself, my parents, that's it. Because no one has ever done podcasting in my family, so I was on my own. I did it by myself. Now, in high school though, starting this year actually, I've had more indirect help from one of my teachers from school. He's my journalism teacher actually. Shout out to him. I know you might be listening to this. He's really helped me because he has constantly, you know, given me feedback on any of the stuff I've done, be it for my podcast or even the stuff I write in his class. And I think it's really important to have that one person for you, because personally for me, he has done a lot for me. Especially like when I come to him for validation in terms of any assignment we're doing, he always tells me, you know what you're doing, go ahead and do it. And I think that's really important, because when you have the person who believes in you, who knows that you're doing well, it's refreshing and also empowering, because it helps you keep on moving to the next step. So it's, again, that's a very important thing to have. Look for people who will treat you well, respect you, but it will also be harsh with you at times, so that you can grow as a person. Now, again, do not take my words wrong, because I'm not telling you to find the harshest people on earth, nor am I telling you to find the nicest people. I'm telling you to find someone who's in the middle, where like they're not mean, but they're also not too nice. Of course, I know I sound kind of hypocritical, because my best friend, she is completely nice, but she also does give great advice. She's like a therapist, pretty much. It's kind of funny, because anytime I have a problem, I'm just like, hey, can you help me with this? And so it's just a mixed thing, because not only is she my closest friend, but she also acts like a therapist sometimes, which is really nice. It's like I have my own in-house therapist, which is funny, because you know, normally friends are just friends and there's nothing much to it. So yeah, that's very nice. And there's actually another thing that you can kind of look for, like someone you can open up with, someone you can be around without wanting to change yourself, changing who you are, is when you know you've clicked, you've hit the right spot, and this is someone you will want to keep for the future. Now, speaking of not changing yourself, authenticity is very important too. You do not want to act like someone else just to build your squad or build your community for yourself, because at the end that's going to backfire on you. You would have to be true to who you are. And so if you are someone who does not like music at all, but you're trying to find music people because you need them, that is okay, but do not pretend. I mean, just say, I need music for my script that I'm working on, could you help me? Simply ask. Like, I know for a fact that people do not like it when you try to be someone else, and it's very important to, like, especially in the world where catfishing and all that stuff is real, where people are just pretending to be someone, it's important, like, you know, be authentic to who you are, believe in yourself, just keep going. So a roadblock comes along your way, just jump over it. Be like Mario, basically, just jump over hurdles, collect your coins, and do everything you can to be the best version of yourself you can be. I hope you all enjoy this episode. I know I'm rambling a lot in this episode, but I hope this helped you and brings you onto the path of your creative journey that you think that you can embrace and be true to yourself again. Thank you so much, everyone, and I hope you all have an amazing week. Thank you.